In 1927, Time magazine put Charles Lindbergh on the cover of its final edition of the year, called him their Man of the Year, and a tradition was born. Since then, the honor has been bestowed on leaders, presidents, and peacemakers. Jim Kelly is Time's managing editor, and he's here to reveal this year's finalists for Person of the Year.
You got nervous. You thought you were going to say reveal the
exactly.
actual
winner. I didn't sign up for this. Yeah.
Nice to see you. Listen, I know you've got six finalists, and they represent sort of a wide variety of potential people. Let's start with the world of politics. You have two. You have President Bush and Valerie Plame.
Right. Well, President Bush has had a very good year, but this would not be the first time we put the president on with a bad year. Lyndon Johnson was on in 67 with the war in Vietnam and bad opinion polls. Valerie Plame really interests me because without Valerie Plame, there's no Patrick Fitzgerald, there's no Karl Rove in trouble. And I met Valerie Plame for the first time a few months ago. She is an absolutely charming, really interesting person, and that would be an interesting way to tell the story of this year.
Wouldn't it be kind of different, though? I mean, she didn't do anything on purpose to be put in that position, and shouldn't someone have to initiate some kind of behavior or some kind of action?
Well, that's fair enough. You could do Patrick Fitzgerald, I suppose. I was just struck by just how unlikely a person like Valerie Plame is to be at the part of this whole investigation.
Because she really opened up the floodgates.
Exactly, right.
Speaking of that, Katrina.
Katrina,
and opening
yes.
up the floodgates. I mean, I know that obviously was the domestic story of the year, if not the decade.
Exactly.
And you have put inanimate objects
yes,
on the cover
have.
Before, I guess, twice, right?
Yes.
The computer?
The computer, and we put the planet Earth once on the cover.
And when
of
we talk,
of the year.
Talk about Katrina, we're really talking about Mother Nature.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Well, also, if you do Mother Nature, that you also get the tsunami, which was technically late last year, but obviously its effects are still felt. You get the terrible earthquake in Pakistan. And on our online poll, most people have voted for Mother Nature. The problem, which we're, you know, have struggled with, is how do you illustrate Mother Nature for the cover.
You also talk about possibly the refugees that resulted
yes.
from, but they weren't called
the
refugees
victims.
Except for the
right.
at the very beginning, but really, I guess, the homeless and displaced individuals
exactly.
from Katrina.
Exactly. And now they're spread still all across the country, and there's, as you know, there's hundreds of thousands of them, and it's likely they won't return to New Orleans for months and months.
And yet we like to prognosticate, Katie, and without Mother Nature, you don't have their story.
Yes, exactly.
So, again,
exactly.
I'm leaning toward Mother Nature
I
here.
See where you're going.
Yeah, right.
and then there are two other personalities, I guess. Oprah is a possibility?
Well, Oprah is a possibility, mostly, frankly, because of the way she responded to Katrina, which obviously was very effective. And some readers had written in and nominated Bono for his work on debt relief.
Who's it going to be?
Matt Lauer
as Mother Nature. How about that? That's how you can illustrate her on the cover.
Well, we're going to use B. Arthur, but you would do if you like.
Yeah. Hey, Jim. It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. There you go.
Anyway, thanks, Jim. And we're going to see you on Monday
you
when
bet.
You actually reveal your Person of the Year.
Yes.
Right here
be
on
here
today.
With Mother Nature.